Got a chapel Bible. Right. Okay. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. Excuse me. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but because the breath of the Lord blows on them, surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Now go down to verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Before we look at that lovely passage from Isaiah together, shall we come to God in prayer? Let's pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us your word, Logos, where the truth is to be found, that tells us of the greatness of your nature and your majesty and your power and of your saving work through the Lord Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, as we look at this passage together, we pray that we might listen and learn and be your faithful followers in this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know what's your view of road schemes. Are they disruptive, damaging to the environment? A costly drain on the government's resources? Or do you see them as great news? Bottlenecks sorted out, queues disappearing, great stuff. This is a picture of the Lyminster bypass from Littlehampton up towards Arundel. It's been completed about a year now or so, I would think. It's made a big difference and a big change for the towns. Did you notice from our Bible reading that Isaiah is quite an advocate for civil engineering projects? Did you notice in our reading from Isaiah chapter 40, what does he have to say in verse 4? Every valley should be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground should become level, the rugged places a plain. What a lot of work! All without the aid of a JCB digger at all, or any special equipment. But what did Isaiah mean? What did he have in mind when he made this statement? Ground level, rough places becoming a plain. What did he mean? And what about the location? Did you notice the location where the appeal is being launched in verse 3? What does he have to say? A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. It's remote places like this that MAF are at work. This is Lesotho, southern Africa. You probably can't see in the picture, but I can study the picture more closely, and I know there are people living beneath this light aircraft in these remote places, forgotten places, places difficult to reach. Who cares? Who cares about these people? We only ever hear when things go badly wrong, don't we? It's places like this that Isaiah is calling us to call out, where people are often forgotten, living in remote places. MAF totally agree with what Isaiah has to say in verse 3. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That's the purpose, a highway for our God. It's fairly easy for me to go from highway to runway. That's too posh a name for what we have. Perhaps airstrip would be better. Just a short strip. That's why we use light aircraft, because they take off and land in a short distance, and we slightly modify the aircraft to make that even more possible. They're not Gatwick-sized runways at all. They're much shorter, but they're very useful for taking off and landing. With no airstrip, it would be no help, no hope, no healing for the people that live there. I mentioned earlier that there are specialist people who want to go and serve in these remote corners, but it's not easy for them to get there. They may face days, if not weeks, of travel just to get to these remote corners of the world. But MAF perhaps could fly them there in an hour, or something of that nature. So it's not a luxury, it's really just a lifeline. Have you thought about all the resources that go into making an airstrip? All the types of people that you need to gather together. Here's a short list. We need people who are good at planning, people who are good at finance, administration, people who are good at training, people with engineering and IT skills, and those two important people I mentioned earlier, the people who repair the aircraft and those who fly them. So it's a teamwork. There are many people serving in our Christian airline scattered around the world. It's just possible you might know someone who maybe one day could come and work for MAF and serve in one of those capacities. As I say, we're not just looking for pilots and engineers. Perhaps you could be an ambassador for MAF and pass on one of our leaflets from the table. Perhaps you could pray. That's what we would love for you to do. Isaiah summarizes his project again. Did you notice in verse 3? Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. That's the purpose, a highway for our God. Many of us, we would call ourselves followers of the Lord Jesus, Christ followers, and that's probably our job as well, to take part in this epic responsibility to smooth the way, to make it easier for people to see the Lord in all his glory, to clear out people's rubbishy preconceptions of who a Christian is, who God is, who the Lord Jesus is. We can smooth the way, can't we? That's our task. It's not just for other people who live in the back of beyond who've gone to serve. It's our task too, isn't it? We want people to see God clearly for themselves. Looking at verse 5 that we read, the whole purpose of this epic task, this epic undertaking, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And it goes on to say, and all people will see this together. Some of the translations say all mankind, all the world. So it wasn't just Isaiah aiming his talk at the people of his day, the Jewish people. It's for us as well, so that all mankind can hear. I wonder who first told us this good news. All mankind. The glory of the Lord will be revealed. So MAF seek to bring this Christian message alongside their practical help and the hope they bring. They want to work with people who share the good news of the Lord Jesus with others. This is of a pastor in Tanzania speaking to his Maasai people, and you can be sure it's not the New English Bible he's holding up there as he reads the Word of God to his people. Did you notice that contrast in verse 8? Speaks to us all, I think, particularly in this time of dry weather. Did you notice what it says? The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. I think that's a key verse in what we've been reading. Everything around us fades and decays, even the best things, don't they? But the word of God, the word of our God, endures forever. That's why MAF love to carry pastors and Bible translators and Christian counselors and Christian teachers, and the pilots and the engineers are Christians, so that we share the fragrance of the Lord Jesus. We help to smooth the way for people to see who he really is. And we have to remind them that God's rescue plan is not just an aircraft. It is the Lord Jesus. That's God's only rescue plan for mankind, is his son, isn't it? So it's not a plane. And again, did you notice the scope of the project? All people, all people. Do you often ponder how many people around the world have yet to hear who the Lord Jesus is? No one has told them that God's rescue plan is his son. I wonder how many people, wonder what the proportion. The job's not done yet, is it? All mankind, everyone. What should be our response? What is our response? Many people don't see life our way, do they? I wonder about these ladies in South Sudan. Perhaps they think they've been neglected and forgotten. Perhaps you can see the problem with their children there. Can you see the little girl in the orange outfit at the front there, her swollen head, suffering from hydrocephalus? There isn't much of a health service in South Sudan. So although these people are being helped, their only hope is a hospital in neighbouring Uganda. Think of that. No one can help them in their country. How do they get to Uganda? Could they go by road? As I say, there's an organisation called Cure International in Uganda. That's roughly how the mission works. We provide the transport. We serve the other missions, the people that go to help. So there they are, they're in Uganda. They've got all the skills, they've got the equipment. How do they get there? You've probably already got the answer. These ladies are having a trip of their lifetime. This is one of our larger aircraft. Probably the first time they've ever flown. They probably would never fly. Who would pay for them? Who would help them to go if the plane wasn't there? So they're on their journey, taking their children for operations, for life-saving operations in Uganda. These stories never reach the news, do they? We're just often fed all the doom and gloom, I'm sorry to say. Occasionally some good news. That's why I would encourage you to read Christian literature like the MAF magazines and others like Tear Fund Times, and you'll hear how God is at work around the world. God is working his purpose out, but sometimes the news doesn't reach us, the people that are being helped. So let's move on. Can you help with this task? I showed this picture earlier, didn't I? One of my favourites, the people gathering around the aircraft for prayer. Our two great needs at the moment, as I say, are pilots and engineers. But our special need is for people who will pray and support the work. Perhaps that's something you might like to consider. I showed you our flight tickets earlier. Maybe some of you would like to sign up and become supporters. If you're not already, that would be lovely. Let's move on to verse 31 in our reading. What does that verse mean, verse 31? Let me read it for you again. when I can find it. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. What does it mean to hope in the Lord? Does that sound a bit vague? Is that that same hope that says, I hope the speaker's not going to go on too long this morning. I hope the meat was defrosted last night. Is it that sort of vague hope, or is it a more sure hope? Is it a more certain hope? Some of the other translations go for those who trust in the Lord. Those who trust in the Lord. Some say those who wait for the Lord. I quite like that. If you've been to a posh restaurant and someone's hovering in the background and they're waiting for you to get settled and they come over and serve you, they're just waiting. Do we wait for God like that? Are we hovering in the background to serve him when he calls us? It says, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. This is a shot in Tanzania, and that's pretty typical of our planes that we fly. The pilots will get to the end of the runway. You've probably been on something like this. Full power, they gun the engine, take off, and they soar. They surge into the air. Not so eagles or red kites, as we experienced near Oxford a few weeks ago. They don't have to flap around so much. They can stay up through some power, something that's holding them in the sky. They can soar, can't they? It looks as though they're almost hovering as they circle. And that's what this verse says, doesn't it? Those who wait and hope in the Lord, they will soar on wings like eagles. I'm very good at flapping around. I don't know if you're like that. I'm very good at organising my own life off the diary and the calendar. And are we any good at waiting for God? Waiting before God? Trusting in God? Hoping in God? Or do we sort it all out ourselves? Do we arrange our own flight ticket? Do we have our own flight plan? Or are we hoping in the Lord? Well, if we want to soar, we need to wait before the Lord. And then God will lift us up, rescue us. There's a song we sometimes sing, strength will rise when we wait upon the Lord. Well, we've journeyed quite a way, and I'm going to go back to that picture again. And let me just read some of those verses again, just to cement them in our minds, to carry them into our week, I trust, as we remember math, pilots, planes, wings. Let me read some of the verses. Chapter 40, verse 3 to 5 says this. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the result, the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I mentioned earlier about the pilots. Before they take off, they pray. How wise. You can be organized, you can have the plane ready, but why not trust in God before you take the next leap into space? Should we do that now? Let's come to God in prayer. Lord, you are the everlasting God, the Creator who sent your Son to rescue all mankind. We pray, Lord, that we will trust in you, that we will wait before you, that we will draw our strength from you. We thank you, Father God, for the work of MAF that we've pondered on this morning, And we pray that this week, as they fly and as they serve people in these remote places, these forgotten places, as they seek to bring them help and hope and healing, you will go before them and protect them and prosper their work, that all may be to your glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.